Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
What's up, Jasmine? How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. So, just to let you know what's going on, this is what we're calling a good faith coaching. So, we did have a few accounts come in that we wanted to address with you. We're not going to put this in the system so it doesn't go as a suspension against you. Basically, we want to just kind of go over it with you and allow you a chance to correct the mistakes without having to go to the next step.
Okay, what do I do now?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and send you an email with four accounts with four links. So let me know when you got that pulled up. I just sent it. And it'll have four accounts, four recordings if you'd like to listen to them. And then we can just kind of go over them one by one.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear the recording, too?
I won't be able to hear the recording while you're listening to it. I would just be able to hear what goes through your microphone. But I did review those for you to kind of verify them. So if you have the email up,
I do.
Go ahead and we'll go ahead and start on the first one, which
I mean, we
can read it together. So you see, it says a customer called in regarding changes or charges on the account back to January. The customer made a BBB threat and hung up. The agent didn't call back, but instead started issuing sporadic refunds on his account, even the ones that he was not requesting to have refunded. You did fill out a Google Doc to have the entire account refunded, but the customer did not request to have the entire account refunded and only the portal charges dating back to January. So even though you should have called him back and offered a full $19 refund charge by charge until he was happy, and then advise him that some of the refunds would be sent out via check due to the gateway being closed. This did not happen either along with failure to notate the account. So that's kind of that's what occurred there. You can see it from the notes and from the recording. We just have to go, just follow the instructions there. If a customer makes that threat, call them back, offer the $19 recharge, charge by charge, and advise them that some refunds may be sent out via check because the gateway closed. Do you have any questions on that first one or the notations that they have?
Well, I was. Wait, John.
Yeah.
But he said November, December, January. He said, I'm going to report you guys to the Better Business Bureau. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bank 5. That's the end of the call. The last thing he said was, he said, did you charge me in November, December, and January? And I said, yes, we did. He said, that's too bad. I'm going to need those refunded. And I said, we can't refund those charges. He said, oh, okay, well, I'm going to call a Better Business Bureau. And then he was like, okay, thank you. And I said, okay, thank you. And he hung up. And then.
Yeah. Then
I don't know if I could say.
Yeah, because at that point, you just would call them back and just offer refunds up until he's satisfied. You know, that even will go.
He repeat, But he said it on that thing. He said that he wanted November, December, and January refunded back. Those were his last words before he hung up.
Yeah. I mean, you would still have to call him back and, you know, offer him like you would any other threat protocol. You know, just because they say that and hang up, you know, we still have to follow up with that. You know, if it was just any other campaign and a customer made a threat and hung up, you know, we would still have to call them back and, you know, go through the steps of the offers, right?
Oh, no. I mean, I know after getting in trouble for it, then I was looking at the script. I'm pretty sure if it says the script says that if they say BBB and they ask for those months back, then we are to give them those months back. And he politely said, I want November, December, and January back. And I said, well, we can't refund those back. And he said, well, that's all too bad because I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. So if he stated that he wanted those months back, why would I need, and he hung up on me, why would I need to call him back and ask to confirm that he wanted those months back? And he politely said those months and then hung up in my face.
Yeah, well, you still have to just go through the process. You have to offer it one by one. It wouldn't be, okay, we'll give you all of these months at one time. It would still be, okay, I could refund December. Okay, I can refund November. Okay, I could refund January, you know, to that extent. You still have to go through the threat protocol steps with your offers. So they can't make a one threat handle all the refunds, you know, in one offer. It has to be done individually, one by one. And that's just, you know, that's how the client wants us to handle it.
Not a problem, John. I understand. It's a catch-22 again. I mean, he asked, John, so you can't say, well, I don't understand why she refunded those charges when the script says it. The script doesn't say those exact words that you just said, because if I'm following a script and it says to refund all of those charges if a BBB threat is made, then I am to refund them. But if it said to call back, and then, you know, because I know on some campaigns it's different. Like, I know if he would have did that on a different campaign, then I don't know. Was that Elijah that he did that on?
Yeah.
Because only all of Elijah, all Connective, Limelights, all of those, except for I, the only campaign was done was Penguin. I thought in Penguin they had to specifically ask, and then I had to specifically go back and say. But I didn't know that on Elijah, with so many scripts coming out, being indefinite, and it's like in bold. You know, I didn't know that. But, I mean, I understand. I'll take this coaching. I mean, I did follow it. I followed what the script said. So I'm sorry, John. No cap, because normally if he would have did that, I wouldn't even refund it. I don't know what I would have did, but I at least tried to follow it.
Yeah, it just seems that, let's see, it's just because it wasn't done step by step, you know, they were kind of confused as to why there were sporadic refunds on the account. You did fill out a Google Doc, but also you got to add notes on there, so maybe they would, you know, understand what's going on. I think maybe a little notation on the account.
What did I put in the notes? Because when I pulled it up, it went up to something called Olivia Reyes. I don't know where it went.
It's for Keith Lenzo.
Keith Lenzo. I mean, I understand. I mean, because I don't have to go look at my notes. If you say I didn't leave it in the notes that, you know, I didn't, you know, go and ask for November, December, and January and make him make a BBB threat on each one of those, then I know now.
Well, not
so,
BBB
John,
threat.
If I make...
It would be more along the lines of, let's say he called and made a BBB threat and hung up. Then I'd call him back and say, well, sir, you know, I can give you back $19 from April. I can give you $19 from March, May. You know, just move up until he's like, okay, until he's satisfied with them.
Are you sure I didn't call him back? I mean, I'm not saying I did or I didn't. I don't know. But sometimes I do this, and I'm like, if he comes say something to me, then I know they can see my call log if I call back.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I did or if I didn't. But if I did call back and he ain't answer, then what? I'll still be getting a coaching because I didn't call him back and say those words, or would I still be getting a coaching for not calling back?
Yeah, it would be for not calling back. I mean, if you just, because that's basically what it was. Even if you called him back and he said those words, you would still like offer the refunds individually to him.
Not saying I did or if I didn't call him back, John. I don't know if I did. Can you see? You know, I don't want to be wrote up about stuff like this because I followed the script. Now, the script don't say if he makes a BBB threat and hangs up, call him back. Because I would have did it. I mean, I done been in trouble too many times for, you know, he made a BBB threat. Jasmine, you were supposed to refund everything on the account because I'm pretty sure it says refund everything in full.
Well,
and if
says,
I placed it on Google Doc, I wouldn't even did a Google Doc if all of those refunds would have went through. I wouldn't even did a Google Doc. I would have just refunded it and left it in the notes.
But yeah, because some of the gateways were closed.
Yep,
so.
Exactly.
But, you know, they say if they threaten, you can move to additional months as refunds, but it still has to be done step by step, you know, charge by charge when you offer it. So maybe I think
okay,
that was
so
the
let's
confusion.
Replay this conversation. So let's replay
yes.
this conversation. He said, did you charge me in November, December, and January? And I said, yes, we did. And he said, oh, well, then I need those refunded. And I said, oh, no, we can't. He said, well, that's too bad because I'm going to contact the Better Business Bureau. And he said, thank you. And I said, thank you. What should I have done right then and there? Because he had hung up.
Well, instead of saying thank you, you know, try not to let him off the phone, you know, at that point. But if you couldn't, just call him back and then you start with the most recent charge that he was asking for. Like if he asked for December, you start, sir, okay, sir, well, you know, we can refund you for December. I can put that back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And then maybe he would say, okay, well, what about this other charge? And,
okay, let's skip past that because we neither... me or you if I called back or not. Let's say if I called back and he didn't pick up because that's what this call is getting to. Then what do I do?
You didn't call back though.
I didn't?
We checked on that first to see if there was a follow-up with it before it was sent to me.
Not a follow-up, a manual dial.
A manual dial, yeah. I mean, that's basically it. They checked your call logs to see if you called him back afterwards. All you did was, you know, issue refunds to the system and add Google Docs, but we never followed up with the customer to let them know that you're giving the refunds or he should expect to see refunds. It was just something that we needed you to call him back and started, you know, offering step by step those refunds instead of just refunding all of them because he made one blanket threat for all those charges. Does that make sense?
Got you. Yeah, it does. It does not. I mean, it's a catch 50-50, you know.
If you're ever in a situation like that, you know, you could always message somebody on Teams or me or Vince, especially if it's Elias, and you can say, hey, this just happened. How do I need to handle it? And that would kind of help.
I'm not saying I did not know. I'm saying I did not say I did not know. I said I asked you how you wanted me to handle it. I knew what I was supposed to do because the script told me. So now that I'm getting something off the script, I want you to tell me now when a customer makes a blanket threat. And on the script, it says blanket. If they say they want those charges refunded, then refund it. So in these cases, I just need to know, hey, off script, that if he hangs up in my face and acts for everything back, then I'm to call back, even though he was blatant about what he wanted. But that's
well,
fine. I'll call back. It's not a problem.
Well, you know, and it's about, you know, negotiation. Like if a customer makes a threat for 3 refunds and we negotiate 2 of them and they're happy with that, then that's kind of like the goal is to try to offer a small amounts of refunds to avoid refunding the full amount, if possible. Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, but we still have to have the effort to do so. If you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand it clearly.
Okay. On the second one they have here, it says, on this call, the agent did not pull up the account and notate it. It says she had difficulty trying to explain the process to the customer and that she missed the deadline to apply. for the Virginia concealed carry permit. Says on the call, it sounds as if she's not actively listening to the customer. So on that, make sure that you always pull up an account if a customer says that they are charged. As far as explaining the process to the customer, you know, you just tell them that January 1st was the deadline. Virginia changed their, you know, Virginia changed their laws, so they no longer accept online certifications to qualify as a educational requirement for their concealed carry permit. And you can just tell them straight up, you had to do this all by January 1st, ma'am. At this point, you're outside of the deadline. If you want to, it's just an easier way to kind of explain why they can't get the permit for Virginia anymore. And of course, you know, the active listening has been something that, you know, we've been trying to work on. So please continue to improve that aspect. And, you know, and like I said, this is not a disciplinary, where I'm not writing you up on anything here that we're going over. This is just me talking to you about the accounts here, so that way you have an understanding of what's expected in these situations moving forward to avoid going into a disciplinary. You know, that's what we want, to avoid putting something else with your name in the system. That's the whole purpose of, you know, just me coaching you on good faith. This is basically a good faith coaching is how they label it. And so we do want to acknowledge that, you know, we want to acknowledge your efforts.
Okay, so John,
you're trying.
John, you didn't hear nothing I just said?
It must have cut out for a second there.
Okay, so am I the only one? I'm not trying to get off of it, but am I the only one that has been complaining that? Because I keep getting cut off.
You keep getting
like
cut off?
Like you just were talking, and I know you were talking, and the whole thing went blank. And when it went blank, I started talking to you to make sure if you could at least hear me when it was silent. So you couldn't hear me either.
I don't think so. No, I didn't hear you talk until you were like, John, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, because I had said it like 5,000 times.
And I'm
okay,
I'm
sorry.
I'm also getting a lot of like staticky feedback on your headset, and so I think that you may.
John,
sorry,
can you hear
you
me?
May need to see. Yes.
You're cut now.
We may need to see if we can get you a new headset through IT.
Yeah, I need to come in. I'll come in. Want me to come in tomorrow?
Yeah. Come in, put it in the IT group that you do need to come in to get a headset, that you can come in tomorrow. That way Stephanie and John can have one ready for you.
Yeah, because I can't hear you. I don't know if y'all check those calls or not, but yeah, I didn't know if it was something through ASK or if it's us or if it's me. I didn't know. But I've been getting a lot of that lately.
It's probably that headset, that like the connectors are kind of wearing out on it, causing a lot of feedback and status.
And so you were on the one with the on the call was not actively listening. Okay, I'm back. I can hear you now.
Yeah. And, you know, they all four of these calls basically have a lot of the same theme to it, as far as
cut out again
refunds and active listening. You know, they yeah. All four of these calls kind of yes.
I'm not trying to interrupt you. It's just I promise you, John. I can't hear you. So, and you're cutting in and out bad, like the rest of my calls. So if you're trying to tell me something important, I literally am missing it all.
It's coming in and out, in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
okay.
And now that I can test the call with you, you know, I can tell now what's going on. And so, like, when I do it through my headset, like, just say if I did a echo test, it's going to probably come through clear for a second, you know what I'm saying, until I get on a call and talk, and then it just breaks out. I mean, it stops from out of nowhere. But I'll come in tomorrow just to let you know. So we might want to – we can finish this tomorrow, because, like, sometimes when you start talking, it just – cuts out like blank right in the middle of you talking.
Yeah, we may need to do that then. If you can come in tomorrow, then we can just do a face-to-face coaching and kind of go over these. And since I sent you the accounts, you can review
right now,
them, kind of review
again.
What they said. Yeah.
You won't be able to, John.
Yeah.
You didn't even know.
I did that on purpose again. Like, literally, your phone cut out on everything you said, and I just was talking to you. I was like, maybe he'll catch how I'm talking. Yeah, your phone cut out.
Yeah, again. Yeah. I can hear your voice kind of chopping up when you're trying to talk to. Okay, so yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to have any positive discussion while this is going on. So I'm going to let them know that you're having issues, and we could try to get you in with a new headset at some point. I mean, how have your phone calls gone today? Have you had any issues with customers not hearing you?
I barely
do them. I just want you to hear. I just want you to be able. I'm glad it's happening while I'm on the phone with you, because this doesn't happen all the time. It's like every 6-7 phone calls, you know. Sometimes it's for, if the conversation is 5 minutes, it'll be for 2 of the minutes making the phone call have been 5 minutes, you know, because they can't hear me and I can't hear them. So it just happened sporadically for the past about 3-4 days.
I'm going to type it into the IT group.
You see how it's not even doing it anymore now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Even while you're talking, I can kind of hear it kind of pip, so to speak. Like it's adding extra syllables.
Yeah, my customers.
Yeah, we can't really let you. Yeah, we have to fix that as soon as possible. Okay, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and let you go as far as this phone call, so I can follow up on the issues that we're having, and I'll see how management wants us to move forward as far as what you can do with that headset and how we can fix it as soon as possible.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, so I'll go ahead and let you go, and then I'll follow up with you shortly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.